This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The worst thing you can do to yourself, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some advice for yourself and for your children and everybody, is lie to yourself. Be deluded about who you are, what you want to be, what your possibility is. If you're a Guatemalan midget, you're like all of 3'2", you are not, repeat, not going to play basketball in the NBA. It's just a fact. Okay? Have you ever seen one? I'm just going to prove it. Have you ever seen one? No. You could be a leprechaun, you know, because now you can reclassify yourself and say, no, I'm Irish. Okay, I'm not Guatemalan, I'm Irish. And you could be a leprechaun, but you cannot be a member of the NBA. It's not going to happen. Muggsy Bogues is the smallest dude that's ever, I think, ever played basketball in the NBA, certainly in the modern era. And it's because the dude could dribble like a maniac and get through people and get the ball up and shoot it. But Muggsy was 5'5", okay? A 3'2" Guatemalan midget ain't going to play basketball in the NBA. Just putting it out there. So be realistic. But it isn't so much be realistic necessarily about your physical attributes. It's be realistic about who you are. If you're average looking, think that. Even if you're slightly better looking than average, you might want to just level set and say, I'm average. You know what I'm saying? Evaluate your job skill. If you're an administrative assistant, be real. Well, it's funny, when I used to work with a career developer, she would say to me, this was the most profound thing she said to me. She says, Kevin, so what do you think you've done at your companies, you know, that you've contributed? And I'm writing down all these different things. I did this and I did this and I designed that and I was amazing over here. And look at this, look at me. And then she says, okay, now, what do you think they would say? And I went, what? Huh? She goes, what do you think they would say? And I went, I don't know. And what it made me do was go on the other side of the equation. Here I am, Mr. I did this, I'm amazing. You know, it's like your resume. What did you do at your job? Well, I led a team of 7 and we were blah, 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 and we achieved sales of yada, 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 right? But then they go, what would they say? They would say, he inherited a territory where 80% of his sales were already there. You know, all he had to do was develop the 20% that he's taking credit for. Oh, look at you, Mr. Employer. You know, why are you being so negative, you know? And I got to tell you, as much as that sounds, you know, like a trivial thing, it was huge with me. It formed part of the way that I thought, that I began to think. Is okay, what's my view, but what is your view? It's like a marriage. You know, people get divorced. The husband has a side of it. And you listen to him and it sounds reasonable. Until you listen to the wife. And then you go, wait a minute, that sounds a little... Now he sounds a little less reasonable. Well, then what happens is, as they say, in the middle is the truth. And so that's what you start to look for. Okay, let's see where the inconsistencies come up. And that's why when I started the Black Sphere brand, it was all about that. The first thing I do when I hear something is I go to the opposite side. And I ask myself, is Trump really as bad as the left says? Okay, is he a racist? What has he done to show me he's a racist? Was he a member of the Klan? Has he ever been a Democrat? You know, does he ban black people? Does he not shake hands with them? Does he disparage them, talk down to them? Does he hire them? What? And so when you look at it, you go, that's not the activities of a racist. That's just a normal thing to do. But do you think leftists do that? Do you believe it? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm happy to be here with you because these are the discussions that are going to help you go out there and you know, go be somebody. We all somebody. Don't make me go all Jesse Jackson on you. Have people hanging up saying, I can't listen to that Kevin Jackson. But no, that's the way you do it. So when that came back to me like that, I was like, okay, Kevin, when you put down the things you've done for a job, always remember to think about it from the perspective. So I remember I would tell one of the things I told this lady that was my career developer. I said, well, I get into work, you know, at 5 in the morning. There's nobody there. I've already made coffee. I've saved them a step. I'm drinking my coffee and starting to work by the time my boss gets in. This is a true story. And so she says, well, and how does he know how long you've been there? And I went, because, I mean, I was there an hour and a half before anybody, already working. She says, how do you know? How do you know he knows? I didn't know. I couldn't prove it. I said, I'm there after everybody leaves. She's like, how do they know? So, yeah, it's a feather in your cap, but are you doing things to show them? Or, you know, and it wasn't, she wasn't being, she's saying, did you put a report on their desk that shows the timestamp of when you left? Did you put something on somebody's desk that showed you were there at 4:58 in the morning? Things like that. No, not really. So they can't know what you're doing. So, you know, I'm living, the reality was I was working that hard, but it is also a delusion to believe that they believe it. Now, back to the Democrats. Let me just tell you, they are deluded in their thinking, and it is your job to remind them just how screwed up they are, that they aren't willing to put in the work and you are. Now, I don't know what Trump's going to do, ultimately do about all this cheating and the other Democrat shenanigans, but understand it's been exposed, and he called it out by tweet. That's an important thing for you to understand about him. He called this out. He's in D.C., to fix this exact problem. I trust that this guy understands that he's gonna say, you know what, it doesn't matter how well I do, it doesn't matter what we do as a country, until we solve this problem, until we make the Democrats pay for being cheaters, we are always gonna be at risk. Now, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I suspect if you watch the, you know, as they say in Britain, join the dots. If you connect the dots on what he does, watch the legislation and the things that he decides to do that addresses cheating, because I think that's what's about to happen. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. I can't wait to tell you more. Here's one other thing before we get off that subject while I'm thinking about it. What are we going to do over the next 2 years to address the following things? The cries of racism. Trump is a racist. The Republican Party are racist. What are we going to do to address the cries of sexism and this fake Me Too movement and this feminist movement that is meant to do nothing except destroy men? What are we going to do on the calls of xenophobia? Because they're going to call it. Trump's going to get his wall built. I don't know how. He'll get it done, but he'll start to build it or do whatever. But how are we going to push back and make liars out of the true liars, which are the Democrats? That's got to be our focus over the next 2 years. That's why I tell you guys, I'm not worried about what, you know, losing the House, and I use my finger quotes, and barely having the Senate. We won.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, my producers got me the text of what that Obama clip about hope was, and here's what he says. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer, or the enormous challenges that we face in mounting progress in the imperfect world. And hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm, get this, or hard work on their own. Rather, hope is the insistence that no matter how tough our circumstances, there are better days ahead, that the crooked road can be made straight, that out of the ashes a phoenix can rise, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, together we can overcome. Together we can do better. A belief in goodness and human ingenuity, and maybe most of all, our ability to connect with each other and see each other in ourselves. And then we summon our best selves. And maybe we can inspire others to do the same. It was funny. I'm watching Obama say this. It wasn't inspiring at all. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this. If you listen to an Obama speech, if you listen to it correctly with the right ears on, don't have a firearm near you. You'll want to put it in your mouth and pull the trigger. He is not inspiring. Obama makes you think of yourself as little. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer. That's life. You know what America does? America limits the amount of harshness and cruelty that's in the world. That's what we do. That's God's charter to us, is to limit that. If you're born in the United States, you have a much better chance of not suffering the harshness and the cruelties of the rest of the world. You don't run into the woods and lose an arm, for the most part. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We got bad people here. We got leftists. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have them. Don't misunderstand me. But in the rest of the world, they have the cruelest people of all. They got people that chop heads off, that will rape women and children, that will raise entire villages. But what do the John Kerrys of the world say about us? Our military are baby killers. Conservatives, you're the worst people on the planet. That's not true. You're the best people on the planet. You're the reason that America hasn't become a third world crap hole. And here's Obama talking about hope. And I love that part, where he says, and hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm or hard work on their own. Yeah, how did you get ahead? Did it require intelligence, or did you just get lucky? Did it require a level of charm, maybe even tact? Here's what I can tell you. If you get ahead, it requires hard work. Barack Obama wants you to believe, no matter how much hard work you did, no matter how much charm you may have, and no matter how much intelligence you have, you were born into a lotto. And the lottery is, were you born a white male? Okay, you won the lottery. Because if you were born a female, if you were born a minority, if you were born a Muslim, you know, into a particular religion, you lose the lotto. Because Lord knows women can't be successful. Blacks and Latinos and Asians and whatever cannot be successful. Are you kidding me? It's amazing, man. And then he wants to believe that that progressives, as they call themselves, are the only ones who believe in the goodness of people. Look, I read this. He was saying it, but I read it. I was like, I don't even know this. I talked earlier about it. I hit the lotto. I may not have hit it financially. My family certainly wasn't wealthy, but I never, ever thought of myself as poor. I knew we were, but it didn't hit me. It didn't matter to me because, man, I had so many other riches. But for Barack Obama, I lost the lottery. And this is what they teach. I want you to understand, this is what leftists teach. They go out and they tell school kids that you've lost the lotto. How you gonna make it, little black kid, unless I help you? And then, I love this, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, let me tell you something. I understand I fail. I understand I'm inadequate in many ways. But you know what? I'm so adequate in so many other ways, I don't give a crap about what I'm not good at. We were talking with some friends the other day at a baseball game. I was like, man, I suck at this, but I don't care about it. They want you to understand you have lots of bad, you know, you're a failure and you're inadequate. I've told all my sons, be happy you fail. Be happy. Just talking about art with one of my friends the other day. I said, my youngest son had a buddy who was like 5 years old. My son was 2 years older than his buddy. And this kid, I forget his name, cute little kid, this kid could draw. And my son came home, he goes, Dad, he goes, whatever. Marcus is just such an amazing artist. They had a play date, a birthday party. And my son goes over to see him, and there's Marcus's art. And I'm like, wow, this kid really is talented. So when I took my kid home that day, I said, so here, son, this is a great lesson in life. I go, Marcus he's never going to be a good athlete. I mean, he's a stubby little dude, you know, that couldn't walk over his feet. And he wasn't going to be more than 5 feet tall. I mean, so unless there's a sport for 5 feet big kids, he's not going to do it. But I go, but he's an amazing artist. I said, so if you're going through school and there's an art track for you to go in, You stay away. Marcus is going to go in there. He's always going to be a better artist than you. And I told my son, point blank, this kid has a brain that is artistic, and you don't. Now, you can learn to draw. You can learn art, but he's going to know it naturally. He's always going to be better. But here's the thing. You're going to be better at so many other things. So this is a great lesson for you to understand that Marcus, you can see his calling right now. He's going to go down that track, and you're going to go down a different track. And you learned it. The sooner you learn what you're not good at, the better. But don't look at it as, he's so good at art and I'm so bad. I stink at art. You stink at art because God programmed you to go do something different. That's why you stink at art. You get what I'm saying? And he got it. It was such a great lesson for a kid to get early on that, yeah, I'm not going to be good at certain things. No problem. And to see it right in his face. And, oh, by the way, to have his dad explain it to him so that he didn't feel inadequate. So he was like, okay, well, there you go. I mean, look, he's not going to play center for the Lakers. None of my kids would. It's okay. That's not your role in life. I wanted to revisit this. I didn't think we would spend the entire segment on it. But, you know, it is what it is. But I want you to understand that that's the way the left is. They want you to feel bad about what you can't do well. They don't want you to pursue what you can be great at. And that's the difference in the mentalities between us and them. And you got to change it. You have to say, I don't care. I stink at that. I'm so good at this. Rewire them.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's New Year's Day message.
We're going to win at everything we do. So, Happy New Year, and let's enjoy the next year, and then we're going to enjoy the following year, and then we have four more, and everything is going to be so beautiful.
On this first day of the new year, 20 states enacted minimum wage increases, to which Greg Acera, owner of Fire King Baking Company, tells Fox News his industry, they're already changing with the times.
There's a large bakery convention every three years, in Munich, and I was attending that conference in September, and one of the greatest advancements I saw there was in robotics. not only in the technology, but also in the affordability of it. And I think at some point in the future, there's going to be an intersection of those affordable robotics with the minimum wage, and I think that's going to cause some friction in the labor market.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot to discuss. You know what? I'm so happy you're here. You want to know why? If you're hearing my voice, it means you're alive. And if you're alive, it means you're well on your way to that life expectancy we've been hearing about. Have you guys heard the new number? It's gone down. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. In the time of the white Republican president, the billionaire president, Donald Trump, life expectancy has gone down. It went up during the time of the black president. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Before I even get into the report, I'm going to give you some advice on how to live longer. I don't know what your expected age might be, because it varies by demographic, by gender, and a host of other things, even geography. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to live longer, I'm going to give you the secret. There's a fountain of youth you aren't even aware of. There is. I'm about to extend your life quite a bit right now. You paying attention? This is Kevin Jackson. You're going to come back and listen to this program again in case you forget that if you want to live longer, stay away from leftists. I know it. What are you talking? I'm just telling you, that is the fountain of youth. If you can live in, don't live in California, don't live in Massachusetts, don't live in Oregon, find yourself a nice little, hamlet in Texas that's got a Republican mayor, Republican city council, Republican school board. There is nobody near you that's got a Democrat in their name. Don't let progressives in. If you do that, you'll live 10 years longer. And I'm talking good years. I'm not talking, dog years. Well, that's a year and a half extended on your life. I'm talking about significant. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. Because let me tell you, if the left, if they're not providing sanctuary to criminals, to the banditos coming in from Mexico and Central America, leftists themselves will kill you. Oh, holy mother of Scalise, they will shoot you dead at your softball game. They will gank you and take your car. They will come into your house and hit you in the head and kill you, rape your kids, your dogs, everybody. Leftists are dangerous animals. If you want to live longer, stay away from them. See, I tried to rehabilitate the natives. I lived in the city. I lived amongst the indigenous. And I've had my car broken into 4 times. I had my barbecue pit stolen off my back porch. It got to the point where I just said, you come in this yard, you're going to get your butt kicked. And then I moved. I moved where white people are. I moved to where they got a Republican mayor. I moved to where the schools are safe. I got as far away from leftists as I can. I knew right then. Let me tell you what happened. When I left St. Louis and I moved to Arizona, to the location that I live in Arizona, I felt my body get 10, 15 years younger. Just where I had gray hair, there was no more gray. My muscles got bigger and stronger. is what happens to you when you get away from leftists. They said the average life expectancy, this is a report from BuzzFeed News, for the U.S. peaked in 2014, and it's been dropping ever since. It peaked 2 years before Obama got out of office. Now, I saw a report where it showed that he was getting higher. Maybe I looked at the numbers wrong, but I'll look at it again. But anyway, it peaked in 2014. It's been dropping ever since. And they say it's a worrisome decline, and they're saying that it's largely due to drug overdoses. Yeah. I'm going to give you some numbers, and we'll analyze those numbers. They said, according to the latest officials, the average baby born in the U.S. in 2017 can expect to live 78.6 years, a slight drop from the previous year's estimate of 78.7. The new numbers were released last week on Thursday. So they got these new numbers for, you know, when they're going to tell you how long you can live. I don't know what it's based on. Is it based? Yeah, and I'm going to presume the government's got a pretty good handle on this. There's no reason to fudge the death statistics, you know, the death statistics. Well, actually, there is, because if they say, well, you're going to live to be 88, and you're going to need to depend on Medicare, Medicaid, and all this stuff longer. And if they try to sell you on the idea that the government's going to have to take care of you long after you retire, there's a reason for them to fudge it. There's always a reason for the government to fudge stuff. But I'm saying, to thine self be true when you're talking about people's lives, right? That's what I would think. Anyway, it's gone down a tick. They actually tell you, we've added 3 weeks to your life expectancy, or taken away 10 weeks, or whatever it may be. And here's what they said. They said heart disease and cancer remain by far the leading cause of the 2.8 million U.S. deaths last year, followed by accidental injuries, a category dominated by fatal drug overdoses. Now, I want you to keep in mind, we've known about the opioid problem. Barack Obama talked about it. He did nothing about it. Trump is addressing the opioid issue. He even brought it up again when he was talking about when they got these numbers. I heard it on the radio when I was in an airport. I heard it on TV when I was in the airport. So Donald Trump's addressing the opioid issue. Okay, but here's what I want to go back to. Okay, pay attention. Pay attention to Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Okay. These statistics don't apply to black folks. Yeah, these are white folks' statistics. This is not about black people. 78.7 years of age. If you're black, you're lucky to get to 65. Lucky. I'm going to get to that in a second. They want to say this. President Trump declared the overdose crisis a national health emergency last year. More than 70,000 people died of a drug overdose in 2017. Yeah, it's a continuation of the Obama years. What did they expect? You get through 8 years of that clown, you want to kill yourself. By the way, it was one of the highest suicide presidencies ever. I don't have the data in front of me, but maybe we should do a show on suicides. For veteran suicides were bad. American suicides in the time of Obama, as Clyburn would say, they escalated. Yeah, they escalated. Yeah. In particular, they say death rates from fentanyl and its analogs, which now show up in illicit heroin and cocaine as well, rose 45% from 2016 to 2017. Are you aware, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you aware that fentanyl is mostly sourced in China? There is a theory that the Chinese are using fentanyl in order to make us more prone to kill ourselves and overdose and ruin our society. That's a theory. Conspiracy, whatever. I'm just telling you, the majority of our fentanyl we get from China. What have we seen? An increase in overdoses and people killing themselves. You know, I can put one and two together. I don't know if they're correlated in one way or the other, correlation and causation, etc., but you can figure it out for yourself. That's your job. I'm just here to give you some numbers. Anyway, rose 45% from 2016 to 2017. Death rates from fentanyl and its analogs showing up in illicit heroin and cocaine rose 45% in a year. Let me just put it to you this way. In anything that you do, if something raises up that far in a period of a year, you take note. It says contributed to more than 20,000 deaths. These numbers are estimated to have grown by more than 30,000 in the preliminary data from the CDC. Now, this could just be somebody trying to put scare tactics. You cannot trust the government when it comes to these things. That's a double-edged sword, because you got to have some kind of barometer, some statistical, you know, basis on which you're acting. But at the same time, can you trust the people delivering this to you? They said the only bright spots, I love when they give you the bright spots, were data from Massachusetts and Rhode Island, two states where overdose deaths decreased in 2017, despite this illicit fentanyl. They've aggressively increased access to addiction treatment for the poor there. So it's all about them helping the poor in these states. They're helping them. And so these poor people are getting the help that they need in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Okay, can poor people not get help in any of these other states? I'm just curious. Who writes this stuff? That's not just because that's, maybe they have a more public awareness. I don't know. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that the drug industry in Massachusetts and Rhode Island isn't as robust as it is in New York and Chicago. I'm just guessing here. Don't mind me, the electrical engineer with a computer science and math degree, trying to figure out, you know, what might be a statistical anomaly in your evaluation here. That's a lot of big words. Whoa. Yes, he is black. Oh, they said Rhode Island has increased access to medication assistant treatment. People with an opioid disorder can receive a less dangerous opioid to taper them down. Well, they call it, they got heroin and then they got methadone. They said the prison program alone is thought to have lowered Rhode Island's overall fatal drug overdose numbers. How many prisoners they got in Rhode Island? How many people do they have in Rhode Island?
Yeah, our prison population, Kevin, we narrowed it down to, you know, we had 5 drug abusers and now we're down to 3. It's the biggest change in all the country.
I'm not picking on you, Rhode Island. I don't know. Do you have a show up there? Okay, so I am picking on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nobody's going to be surprised by this next story. Nobody. I'm just telling you. It's about the top ethics violators. I don't know if this was just the Senate or House and Senate. Because, man, there are some ethics violators in the House. Maxine Waters leads the pack. You can't violate more ethics than that than little James Brown. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Little James Brown, Maxine. What a proud moment for the Me Too movement, too, because Senators Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren and Kamala Sleep With My Boss's Harris represent the worst of politics when it comes to ethics. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for helping us get the show put out more. And I don't know, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We don't control who puts the show on, when you get it, hear it, etc. So, you know, call when you want. We're here. We'll pick up. If you want to be on the show, contact me. I will arrange. If you don't know what time we're in your market, we will Skype an interview. So I'm happy to talk to you. But thanks for promoting the show.
And thanks for being here, because I wouldn't, I mean, well, you know, I can't say I wouldn't do it if you weren't here, but knowing that you're here certainly makes me want to produce a good product. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be making some serious announcements here soon about what we're doing, TV, radio stuff, and a host of other things, projects we're working on. You're going to want to be a part, believe me. Anyway, I'm back to these two big ethics violators, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. A nonpartisan watch group ranked these two Democratic senators as the top ethics violators of 2018. And here's part of the reason why. During the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, when Harris laughed as Kavanaugh anguished over false allegations, the two politicians fundraised on his misery. It bugs me even to this moment to think about that. Because of the unethical action of these women, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, it's called FACT, filed a complaint back in October with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics targeting the two senators. And here's how it read. Senators Warren and Harris sent campaign fundraising emails based upon their official actions during a confirmation process and upcoming vote of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email then states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she questioned Judge Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requests a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before senators were to vote. And their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. Anybody surprised? Anybody like, oh man, I don't believe it, Kevin. It's not possible. It happened. I remember reading it while it was happening and saying to myself, okay, it's one thing if it were true. Okay? I could give you a little latitude. It wasn't even true. It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie. It was a bold, targeted witch hunt against a good guy. I'm proud to have lost my job over Kavanaugh. Do you know what it represents to me? That I'm a man of honor. That I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm always honorable, but I'm saying when it comes to principle, I stand by principle. And when I tell you I stand by principle, I'll stand by principle even if I'm wrong. In other words, I'm saying, no, that didn't come out right. If, for example, standing by Kavanaugh because I know those women were liars, no matter what was possible for me to gain, even if I sided with somebody else for the interim, when it comes down to the fact that if I sided with the left and said, I believe those women, and it turned out Kavanaugh was right, I wouldn't dogmatically stick with that. I would definitely go back and say, no, I made a mistake, Kavanaugh's right, whatever. Even if it were to not benefit me. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to be having misconstrued. So if you get caught in a web of your own deceit, and then you want to back away from, well, I mean, like, you know, no. You're either right or you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you got to own up to it. End of story. I've eaten a lot of crow in my life, and it doesn't taste very good. So anyway, that's what these women did. Tried to destroy a man, used their treachery to enrich themselves. The complaint continued. Here's what they said. Senate ethics rules prohibit senators from soliciting campaign contributions based upon any action taken in their official capacity. By linking a promise of official action with campaign contributions, a senator violates a, quote, basic principle of Senate ethics that guards against conflicts of interest. The Senate ethics manual is clear that a senator should, quote, never use the prestige or influence of a position in the Senate for personal gain. This provision was intended as a broad prohibition against members, officers, or employees deriving financial benefit directly or indirectly from the use of their official position. Moreover, senators are to act based upon merit, not on partisan affiliation or for campaign contributions. Anybody think that happens? Anybody think that's happening? You watch Gold Rush? You guys watch Gold Rush? When Tony goes, okay, let's make that happening. National Review commented, they said this. Warren, meanwhile, called the ethics complaint frivolous when informed of the filing during a session on the Senate floor, and later called FACT one of these shadowy dark money groups in comment to reporters. So in other words, disregard the actual Senate rules prohibiting what she did, and let's do this. Democrats are famous for it. Blame the messenger. Forget what I did. So what, I did it. See, Democrats are famous for that. Those rules don't apply to me because the greater good. And what's the greater good? One, we got to get rid of Kavanaugh. The Me Too movement must flourish. Two, I need to get reelected. In order for me to you know, for the ends to justify the means, I got to be able to get reelected. If I don't get reelected, all bets are off. Just ask Hillary. Man, these women should be run out of Congress for their blatant lies against Justice Kavanaugh. Yet Democrats consider both of these shrews potential presidential candidates. Let that sink in for a bit. You not only railroad a dude, you railroad this man. You almost ruined his life. You potentially ruined his relationship with his daughters and their friends and associates, with the community where he was coaching basketball, in his hometown, the relationship with his wife, his job as a judge, his standing in the community, and so on. And you do it just because you're politically inclined to do it, just because you have the power. You feel as though he's not the right person. So you decide you're going to ruin his life. And then in doing so, while it's going on, while this man is crying, he's so distraught. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been in that emotional state where I just would rather wring your neck than look at you because of the thing that you did that's so blatantly egregious. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I've done some bad things to people. You know, not rarely intentionally, but, you know, maybe you jilted some ex-lover or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, right? Or you just something, things worked out in your favor, and maybe you were a little more complicit in making it happen than you should have been or whatever. But I would never in my wildest dreams think to do anything close to what these people did to him. And Kavanaugh's story isn't even a bad one. There are people that have been targeted. They sick the IRS on them. They sick the Justice Department on them. And they try to do that with Kavanaugh. Donald Trump's a good example. The Democrats are sicking the Justice Department on a man that has done nothing. They sick the Justice Department on Flynn, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and many others, knowing nothing is gone. There's no connection, nothing. Manafort's another one. And they don't care. They would fundraise over this. They would dance on your grave. Any of these people committed suicide, lost their livelihood, lost their wives, children not speak to them, Democrats wouldn't care one iota. These people should be run out of Congress. These are the last types of leaders we need.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.